Let's go to the message this morning. In a little series called Making 2025 the Best Year Possible. Why wouldn't you? 2025 sucks. Well, no, it don't. You could have the best year of your life. And we've given you several incredible principles and messages from God's Word. Much of them came from the book of Proverbs. And then I wanted to do a message that I haven't done in many years, and that's to teach you the Ten Commandments. Do y'all remember? Y'all came here as youngins, right? Do you remember the Ten Commandments, me going crazy and preaching crazy stuff? Yeah. So I did that with you a couple of weeks ago. And then Jerry Sally was here last week. By the way, Jerry Sally was in the first service again today. And let's thank the Lord. That song, It Takes a Woman, did win the Grammy the other night. The song that he helped write. Best solo country song. One with Chris Stapleton the other night. Jerry helped him write that. So he's a bona fide Grammy Award winning songwriter now. He was here in the first service. He's our buddy there. But anyway, last week I just gave a little bit. I didn't preach very much. And just went over the Ten Commandments a little bit. I want to do that again today. I want to give the message today. It's on respect. And that's what the Ten Commandments are all about. They're about respect. So Rod, just go ahead and push it. And we're going to see what we can learn today. I'll do a little review with you. How many know the Ten Commandments? Now, you got them. Eli, do you know them or not, son? You don't know them? You don't want me to call you up here and have you up right up here, right here, right now, up here on stage, do it right now? You ain't going to, it ain't happening, son. Stay right there. Come on, I ain't going to do that to you. I love you too much, buddy. Here we go. Respect. Why should we respect? Say that underline. Respect why? That don't sound very convincing. One more time. Respect. Why? Because God says so. All right? Come on. Ten Commandments are all about respect. The Ten Commandments were never designed so if you do them all just right, you'll go to heaven. They were never meant for that. Okay? They're about their guidelines. They're ways to help us live our life. And they're also there to help us know we're sinners. Because you look at that Big Ten, I tell you what, we come up short on the end of the stick sometimes, don't we? But what they're meant to be is a guide for our life. But what I like to say is the Ten Commandments can really help us with respect. Got it or not? How to respect God and how to respect people. So we're going to review a little bit. Let's go, Roger. Let's go up with this little system we put together. It's a bunch of steps, okay? A bunch of steps. And you'll see these steps come to life here. There's 10 steps, and there's an 11th one up there. We're going to get to him in the message today. There's 10 steps in the 10 Commandments, but we're going to get to that top level up there today. Y'all see it up yonder? We're going to get there, but it's going to take some work. So let's do the 10 Commandments. Commandment number one looks like a what? Sword pointed where? Who's in heaven? God. The command, thou shalt have no other gods before me. The word for me is this. Give God first place. Give him first place. Where are we at, brother? Give God first place. Number one, I'm looking at it. It's coming. I'm seeing it. It's there it is. I know it's in there. Give God number one. Give him what? There it is. There it's coming. There it is. I knew it. Knew it. So give God first place. No other gods before him. And then this other word. That's my heart. That's my heart. Down in my heart, God's number one. Got it? That's commandment number one. Commandment number two. Number two looks like a what? What color swan? Gold. The command, make no what? Make no idols. And then this word pops up, perspective. Perspective. Keep things in perspective. Your career's not God. Your money's not God. This church ain't God. He's God. You ain't God. I ain't God. He's God. The NFL players on TV, they sure ain't God. Got it or not? Hollywood stars? No. I don't care what color Grammy they got. They ain't God. God's God. Everybody else ain't. Don't worship anybody else. Don't worship anything else. Do you hear me? See, it's not respectful. I'm a Christian, but you go and do it all. No, you're a nut. Okay? So, perspective. Keep everything in perspective. These first four commands are about respecting God. I'm not going to have any God before him, and I'm certainly not going to make something or worship something that's not Him. Got it? Yes or no? So perspective, and that's all about attitude. Keep that attitude. Keep your head about you. Don't be stupid. Got it? Is that too hard? Are y'all feeling like you're? I'm insensitive. I'm just getting started. Okay, here we go. Number three looks like, it don't look like a what? It don't look like a W. It looks like two what? V's. V, vain. Don't take God's name in what? Vain. Now, if you weren't here, you can go back and get the videos a couple of weeks ago. You can check it out. I put the word profession, or the idea of words. Words matter. Words matter. And I watched a show, me and Kim watched a movie the other night, and my goodness, like every other word, I mean, when something wasn't right, when they weren't happy and something went wrong, they're just screaming out the name Jesus. It's the new cuss word. You know what I'm saying? It's pathetic, and that's not, we're children of God. Jesus' name is there to be praised. Jesus' name is there for prayer. Jesus' name is there for comfort. Jesus' name is there to share. It ain't your favorite cuss word. Got it? Yes or no? Y'all hear me or not? Say. Okay? It's disrespectful. It's disrespectful. Watch your mouth. Amen or oh me. Okay? Pop yourself in the mouth. Plop! If you need me to help you, I'll help you. Okay? Y'all hear me or not? That's a command of God. God's trying to teach you something. Teach me something. See, I grew up anything goes. Say what you want. That's not the way God is. God says, no, you're going to respect me. Okay? Because I'm God. Good stuff. Number four, the fourth command, it's an easy one, isn't it? It looks like a what? Piece of what? Cheese on a stick. What kind of cheese? Swiss. And what Swiss have? Remember the what? Sabbath and keep it what? Holy. That's right. And the word I popped up there is priority. Make worship a priority. When worship is a priority, it shows you respect the Lord. Did y'all hear me, yes or no? None of these are designed to get you to heaven. These are ones that we often struggle with. But these are things that will help us with our respect and our relationship with the Lord. You know what else these first four do? They help us with pride. They help us with pride. You're not first. He is. You see how that works right there? Perspective. You're not God. He is. Is that helping with pride today? Yes or no? Number three, no. My words and what I say, they need to be, I need to speak properly. And I'm not going to talk like that because He's God and I'm not. And then priority. I'm not worshiping me. I'm worshiping who? Him. So this helps with pride, and we need help with that, don't we say? We need some help. So now the next six commands, we're just reviewing, but we're also learning a little bit. The next six commands are also about respect. The first four are about respecting who? The last six are about respecting who? People. About respecting people. At Fellowship Church, we say we love Jesus and we love people. Sort of goes with that, doesn't it? What does respecting people look like? Well, the Ten Commandments helps you with that. Number five, five through ten. Number five, just to help you with to learn them, it looks like a what? A puppy dog doing what? Begging before a who? A judge. We call the judge your what? Honor your father and mother. That's number five. I mean, that's commandment number five. It's interesting, God puts who first after Him? Your parents. Because if it weren't for them, you wouldn't be here. We're to honor our parents. What's the word there, Raj? It's the proper thing to do. It's not right to talk down about your parents. Did y'all hear me or not? And if you've got kids who now have their own kids, and maybe the kids come over and you run your mouth about their mom and daddy, you're a foolish person. It's not proper. We need to train up kids, young adults, etc. We need to learn the proper thing to do is to honor our parents. Is that clear? See, this is respect. This is showing respect. You might say, well, I don't want to do it that way. You just want to be disrespectful. It's a free country. I don't want to do it. You hear me or not? Have I been disrespectful to my parents? Absolutely I have. About got knocked out a few times. You know what I mean? It's just good stuff for us. It's proper to respect your parents. Number six looks like a what? A long what? Don't what? Kill the monkey. The command is thou shalt not what? And if you haven't been here with us, I'm sorry. You could get the video. You can check it out. So command number six is don't kill, because life is what? What's the word? Life is what? Old life is precious, but also new life is precious. Why do I nor this church agree with abortion? Because of command number six. Because life is what? Don't make it political with me. Don't get it. Your politics. No, it's the word of the living God. You hear me? It's disrespectful to not appreciate all human life. Okay? See, but that means you need to go back to 1-4. Because, see, you ain't God. Need to lose the pride, lose the opinion, and get in line and truly respect life. Y'all hear me or not? Say. And I don't mean to be ugly to you. I'm hoping that'll help you. That'll help you. So life is precious. Life is precious. Right, Raj? Number seven. Number seven looks like a what? What kind of putt? An upside down putter. Number seven. Don't what? Putter around. What's the command? Thou shalt not what? Commit adultery. Why? Why not commit adultery? Because marriage is about being pure. Marriage is about the purity in that relationship between that husband and wife. But there's also kids involved. Wouldn't it be nice for the kids that the kids knew daddy sleeps with mama and mama sleeps with daddy? I didn't grow up like that. I lived in a home where another man came in and had sex with my mama. That was not God's plan. Do you hear me or not? See, it's disrespectful. It was disrespectful then. It was disrespectful to me as a young child. We need to get back in line with Him. Y'all hear me today? You've just walked into an old-fashioned church, ain't you? I love it too. As the world goes to hell and things are going crazy. Hey, listen, we hold the line. Let's see if things can't get better, guys. You hear me or not? I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the governor of Louisiana, Jeff Landry, who said we're going to put him in every classroom all across the state of Louisiana so every child can see him when they walk in every day. Amen. I like that. But that wasn't Jeff's idea. That's what schools used to have. All of them had it. And is there a lack of respect in our world today? Yes or no? Of course it is. It's on steroids, man. I saw an incredible stat the other day. I loved it. I loved it. I loved it. Kids ages to like 17 to 25, they are far more religious and they're searching for God way more than the ones that are 30 and 40 and 50. We have a younger generation. We don't know why. We don't know what's happening. But something has happened. I don't know if it was like with COVID, it just shut them down or whatever. But they're searching for more. They're searching for more and they're finding the Lord. Many of them across the world, especially in our country, they're finding the Lord. Amen. So let's thank the Lord. That is incredible news. Wow. You know, it's good stuff. So anyway, I hope you're all right with all this. I'm going to keep going. So purity in our marriage and purity in our relationship. Number eight looks like a what? Snowman. What kind of snowman? Bad snowman with a what? What do they do? Steal. Thou shalt not what? That's right. Here's my word. These are my words. Purchase it. You don't have to steal it. Buy it. And look at this. Here's what happens. It'll cause you to appreciate what? Prosperity. And the church is full of this today. I don't agree with it at all. This prosperity doctrine where they come to church and you just pray and you're going to get rich. Here's my philosophy. Get a job. Save your money. Sell one of your cars. Buy a used one next time. There's a lot of ways you can get prosperous, okay? But you need to respect what God has laid out, and you'll be surprised at how well you can do in life. Amen? Come on. Number nine's a toughie. It looks like a what? A balloon on a what? I know, it's crazy. Looks like a balloon on a stick. What did the girl do to the balloon? She what? Lied on it. What's the command? Thou shalt not what? Don't worry about the girl. Don't worry about it. Here we go. So number nine is thou shalt not lie. Here's our word. It's the principle of the thing. Tell the truth. It's the principle of the thing. Tell the truth in what? The whole truth in what? So help you who? Okay? It's the principle of the thing. Tell the truth, man. Be a person of truth. And number 10 is the last command. And then we're going to get to that. That last step is not going to take long. Number 10, don't worry about that one. Get rid of that one right there. Hold this thing in your hand. What does it look like? It looks like a what? Basketball. Whose basketball? Michael Jordan's basketball. Oh, yeah. Rich, famous, athletic, all this stuff. The greatest, this, the biggest houses. The command is thou shalt not what? Covet. What is God trying to teach us? He's trying to teach us number 10, praise. Praise. Praise me for what you do have. Quit thinking about what you don't have. Quit looking at the neighbors knew this or knew that or they've got this and they've got that. Look at what you've got. Be grateful to God. That's what that command is trying. Show respect for what we have. Quit poor mouthing. I cannot stand people that come and talk to me poor mouthing. You know what I'm saying? And if you're able-bodied, get off your rear end. Do something. You know, people are still hiring last time I checked. Have y'all noticed that or not? Say. And I'm thrilled that the government is actually going to have to go back to work or get another job. Go back to work or get another job. It's ridiculous. I don't get to live like that. It's crazy. You hear me or not? Are y'all with me? Come on, man. Good stuff. So the idea is to be content. And here is the last part of the message. Here we go. Now, guys, this is your first time with me, right? I met y'all right there. That's a load to try to remember those Ten Commandments. But you can go back if you'd like to, because it seems like it's piquing your interest a little bit. And I'd like for you to be able to get them. They're not that hard to get, okay? A little hard if you're doing too quick. But let's go on now. Would y'all say this verse with me? Jesus said unto him, make it really clear now, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Gospels say might, strength as well. So that's a lot. Keep going. Verse 38. This is the first and great commandment. Just stop right there. That's what we just did with the first four. The first four commands. Put him first. Make no idols. Don't take his name in vain. Make worship a priority. See it? That's the first and great commandment. God's God, I'm not. Would you say that? God's God, I'm not. God's big on God, he ain't big on me. Say that out loud. God is big on God, he ain't big on... No. No, he ain't switching places with you. Okay? So that's the first four commands. You love him. You love him. With all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And that's what Jesus said. This is the what? The first and great command. Then Jesus said this. Say that with me. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. So that's the next six commands. See? Loving your neighbor. Guess who your neighbor is? That's your mom and daddy. That's anybody else. We ain't gonna kill them. That's my wife. I ain't going to commit adultery. No. That's not very loving. Is that very loving? Say, nah. Not loving my children either when I do that. Number eight, I'm going to love people. I ain't going to go to the store and walk out the store with the stuff in my pocket. That's not very loving. Number nine, not going to lie to people. That's not very loving to be a liar, is it? And number 10, I'm not going to make people feel bad because they got stuff and I don't have some stuff. And I'm not going to go hating on them because they got something that I don't got. That's not very nice, is it? So do you see how these Ten Commandments work with what Jesus said? So we're to love Him and we're to love them. Now, but then He says something at the end. Are y'all still awake? Are you okay down here? Okay. He says something at the end. You're to love your neighbor as who? What? I'm to love my neighbor as I love me. Huh. That's what I want to talk about for just a few minutes. As you, say that verse with me if you don't mind. As you would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. Another way to say that is, what, Raj? Put it up. Say it this way. Do unto others as you would have them do to you. Okay? So that is the first four. We talked about that. The last six, we talked about that. But then this new thing's coming along. I'm to love the Lord my God with all my heart, with all my mind, all my strength, all my might. That's the first and great command. Okay. I see the four there. And I'm to love my neighbor. Okay. I see the five to the ten. But as myself. Oh my gosh. I don't love myself. I was the preacher for 50 years. I was 50 years old. I was almost 50. I wasn't a preacher all that time, but a lot of it I was. I was almost 50 years old, and I realized I don't matter to me. I don't love myself. You know why I didn't do it? Because it didn't sound right. It don't sound right. You got to love yourself. You're just egotistical. Hush up. You know what I mean? I was a pastor. I'm supposed to love Him and I'm supposed to love you. But love me? I can't do that. I'll get the big head. I think it's all about me. So I got to stay humble. I can't even think about me. That's not what Jesus said. Jesus didn't say that, did He? He said, I'm to love God. I'm to love the people. And I'm to love them as I love who? So let me get this straight. I don't love me. I don't matter. I don't think I have any value. And I'm to love y'all like that? So y'all don't matter. You have no value either then. Do you see how that screws you up? Yes or no? And it was my theology. It was a lot of my theology. It was a lot of the pain I had gone through, rejection, hurt. I must be a pile of crap, excuse my language. It's hard not to think you are when you've been hurt. How many would raise a hand and say, that is a God-honest truth? But God, He wants you to be different. He wants you to know that things are different now. Now that you got Him. You hear me or not? Since I got Him. And I had Him. He was there all the time. And I was a Christian. I was saved. I was stuck. And if I was stuck, that means a lot of you are stuck. So that's what I want to talk about. Have I got your attention now? You know why I've got your attention? Because you can relate to what I'm saying. And I'd like to help us because I've been helped now. How many have ever heard me say, I matter? I have value. Let's say it. I matter. I have value. I'm not a piece of garbage. I don't just say that to you because I ain't got nothing better to do on Sunday. I say that because that's pivotal. If you're going to be used of the Lord. in a way that you could have never dreamed of. And that's what I want to just look at it briefly. I call it the 11th commandment. So the first four are about God. The second six are about who? And number 11 is about who? Me. God matters first. People matter, sure. But I matter too. That's what this is all about. The 11th command. Today's Super Bowl Sunday. So guess what this 11th command is? It's good. If you'll do what I'm telling you today and you'll open up your heart, I don't expect you to get all fixed today, but I believe this will help you. You know, it's good to love our neighbor, but love them as who? That's why a lot of people can't stand people, because you can't stand you. That's why you're mean to the... I went through Taco Bell the other day. The girl was fantastic at the drive-thru. I go through Taco... Don't come up to me and tell me I shouldn't eat Taco Bell, okay? Be quiet. I love Taco Bell, all right? The bigger, the better, the more. I love it. Okay, here we go. And with a Diet Pepsi, four of them. Here we go. Let's keep going. So anyway, so I go through Taco Bell the other day, and she's just fantastic. And I pull up there, and she's just, and she had done it before in the past, because I've been more than once, you can tell. But anyway, I just told her, I said, you... She was young. She looked young. She had some piercings and all this stuff going on. But she was fantastic. And I said, you are phenomenal. You are fantastic. And she nearly busted out crying. She said, the person in front of you just screamed at me because I didn't give them the right sauce. You don't want to know what I said about the people that just did that. It wasn't good. That person that said that to her doesn't know how to treat people because they don't know how to treat themselves. You hear me? And if this is hurting you today or it's bothering you, if you're that way, I'm sort of glad it is, because this is a hospital. We want to get help here. We'd like to be different. We can change. Say that out loud. We can what? But you're not going to change just through the power of positive thinking. You need the Lord to help you. Okay? So that's, yeah, praise the Lord. If you want to do it, here we go. Here we go. It's not going to take forever. We're doing good. We're doing good. Here we go. So it's good to love your neighbor as yourself. See yourself. It's good to do unto others as what? You would have them do to who? See, I matter. I matter. I should treat people with respect. That's true. But wait a minute. How can I do that if I don't love me? How can I do that if I don't respect me? How can I do that if I don't think I matter? How can I do that if I think I'm a pile of garbage? I'm going to tell you, it's going to be hard. So it's good for me to do to others what I... What's that word? Expect to be done to me. Okay? And that's what Christ is trying to teach us today. So this is good. Commandment number 11. Commandment number 11. It's what? I just want to take a quick break. A quick break. It's not in the message. But it is. Jesus always treated people with respect. The ones that you might say, he wasn't very respectful to the Pharisees. He said what he said to them because they thought they were God. They thought they were number 1 through 4. And they thought they were better than 5 through 10. They thought they were better than the people. And so that's why Jesus gave them the riot act. He told them, you're disgusting. You're like an open grave. You're full of dead men's bones. You're a snakes. Did he say that? Sure he did. And they deserved it. You've made my father's house a den of thieves. See, because he respected God and he respected people. And when they disrespected God and they disrespected people, he was going to call them out on it. Because they were people who were supposedly representing God. But I'm going to tell you something. You cannot find where Jesus was not respectful to people. He went out of his way to be respectful to sinners. Is that true? I'm just going to give you a couple right quick. He was in a crowd one day. There was a crook. The guy's the crookedest government guy there is. Zacchaeus was his name. He's a thief. He's a lying government thief. And he was wanting to see Jesus. And Jesus saw him up there. He was a short fellow. He had to climb up to see Jesus in the crowd. And Jesus looked up at him and said, Zacchaeus, say it with me if you know it. Come down, because I'm what? I'm going to your house today. And that crowd of religious people despised Jesus for that. They did. How could he? How could he? You mean, how could Jesus respect a crook? You know how Jesus could respect a crook? Because he knew who he was. He wasn't rubber stamping the guy being a crook, but that crook needed Jesus Christ. That crook got saved, by the way. And that crook restored, fourfold the people that he had stolen from. But Jesus could talk to sinners. And he took it on the chin. That's why they crucified him. One of the main reasons Jesus was crucified was because of the way he entertained sinners. But he could do it because he respected himself. Have I lost you or not? He knew who he was. I'm Jesus, the Christ, the Son of the living God. He didn't go around saying all that. He knew who he was. And the problem with us, the reason we don't love people, we struggle with that, we don't know who we are. So if they got tattoos, they're bad. See, we got these rules. And we live by this list. And the list is not very loving. That girl at the taco line, that taco when I went through the window, she probably wouldn't dress like I would dress, obviously. And didn't look just like I was used to looking. But little did I know, Jesus worked through me that little bitty bit to bring hope into her life. You see what I'm saying? Quit living by the list, man. Live by love. You hear me? Praise the Lord. Come on. Quit it. Stop it. It's crazy. How about another story real quick? How about this one? He picked 12 disciples. Not one of them went to seminary. Not one of them could quote the first 5 books of the Bible. That's what you had to do. You had to do that to follow a master. They didn't know anything about the Bible. He always took it on the chin everywhere he went. You got these dumb hillbillies that don't know anything with you. And they were trouble, weren't they? Were they trouble? Sure they were. Did they turn the world upside down for Jesus? Yes or no? Let's thank the Lord. They're watching us. So the disciples, he took it on the chin for picking it. How about another one, another sinner that I'm trying to say, you, when you know who you are, when you know you matter, when you know you're loved by God, when you know I have value, when you know I like me, okay? Nothing wrong with standing in front of the mirror and go, you know, I like my bald head. Look at right there. That's what it is. Why? I like my eyes. You know, I know I could do a little bit with my weight. I understand that. But hey, if I want to do that, I can work on that. But what's wrong with saying, Lord, thank you for making me me? I'm me. I'm not a mess. I'm not a pile of garbage. I'm not broken. You saved me. You know, I am somebody. But when you're nothing, you get treated like nothing from people. And you treat other people like nothing sometimes. Is that true? And I could talk about it a long time. I didn't come to this place where I'm at today without pain. There was a lot of pain. There was a lot of hurt. I almost took my own life. I would have if I'd have had a gun. It's rough, man. Jesus was trying to help us. Gary. Love the Lord with all your heart, soul, and mind. Man, love your neighbor, Gary. But don't forget you, Gary. Don't forget you. Don't forget how much I love you. How much I love you. How much you matter. You and me, Gary, can change the world. Okay, me and you, you're not alone, man. You're not alone. Even when you've been left, you're not alone. I'm right here, Gary. Right here, man. Y'all hear me or not? This is good stuff, man. It's good. It's life changing. It's life changing. And if you're in a good place today, well, God bless you. Some of us won't. It ain't. All right. So here we go. So we're talking about, let me say another story real quick. Another real quick one. Now, how about the woman that they, was she stripped naked? I don't know, but they found this woman in the very act of adultery. And they brought her to Jesus. The Pharisees, the religious leaders. Who did Jesus stand with? Them or her? Her! And they hated him for that. But Jesus could stand with her because he knew who he was. But see, we don't know who we are. We don't know we're loved, that we have value, that we matter. So we got to stay away. Now we can't talk to them. He took it on the chin for that. You know what he told him? He said, hey, how about you without sin? Say it with me. Cast the what? And they all dropped their what? And they walked away. And Jesus said to the woman, Who's condemning you? And he said, I don't condemn you. Does that mean he agreed with her lifestyle? Of course he didn't. He said, go and sin no more. It's funny how everybody's got to measure up, do it just right for us to have anything to do with them. You know why? Because you don't know who you are. You're not a person of grace. You probably don't know you're loved. You probably really don't deep down know that God really does love sinners because he loved your sorry tail. Is that too hard? My problem is I talk such plain English you can actually understand what I'm saying. That's why I get in trouble, John. That's why I get in trouble right there. Amen. Come on. So, one last story. He's at dinner one night in a Pharisee's home. Y'all know that story? Luke 7, a woman comes in. A woman that the Bible calls a sinful woman or a sinner. Most likely a prostitute. She comes in. What does she do at Jesus' feet? She washes his feet with her what? And wipes them with her what? And the Pharisee says, what kind of man is this, Jesus? If he said it in his heart because he wasn't strong enough to say it out loud. And he said, if this man was really of God, he would have known she's a what? A sinner. It's not like Jesus was fooled. He just knew who he was. He could go anywhere, and so can you. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I can do all things through who? Who strengthens me. We just don't know who we are. I love that song. I'm glad Mitch changed it and Joel changed it. I am who you say I am. I think that's what Jesus is trying to tell us. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul and mind and strength and might. This is the first and great commandment. And love your neighbor as yourself. But you got to know who you are. I'm going to tell you right now, if you just are saying, I'm a good person, I don't know if that's going to fly. It sure won't get you to heaven. Or, you know, I go to church. I don't hurt anybody. God loves you. He gave his life for you. You can have a Savior that's with you and walks with you and talks with you. Are you hearing me or not? Yes or no? You can go through hell and high water together and come out on the other side. You got to know who you are, or you're going to keep living by the list. You'll keep getting PO'd every time somebody don't do it your way. Because you really don't know who you are. If you're a Christian, you're pathetic. You hear me? Just like I was. Okay? Can you imagine my Savior for all those years, Jesus would listen to me preach and shake his head. And he would say, wow, He's telling them about me. He's telling them how they can live life. And he's dying inside. You hear me? Tough message, ain't it? Let's finish. Respect yourself. The Bible says men ought to love their wives as their own what? He that loves his wife loves who? Himself. For no man yet ever hated his own flesh, but he nourishes it, he cherishes it, even as the Lord does the church. We need to respect ourselves. We need to love ourselves. What does that look like? Well, you need to love yourself. You need to nourish yourself. You need to even watch yourself. Cherish myself. Doesn't that sound anti-Christian almost? I'm supposed to cherish myself. Sounds weak, doesn't it? That's because we're warped. He loves me. He nourishes me. He cherishes me. Why can't I? So we're to love ourselves, we're to care for ourselves, and we're to what? Protect ourselves. Sometimes you need not be in that relationship anymore. Okay? Some places you don't need to go. It's okay. It's not because you're better than them. You just know who you are. Is that clear? So loving yourself, like I thought it was egotistical, but say it with me. Loving yourself, say it out loud. It's not what? Y'all are weak today or you're tired of me. Loving yourself is not what? It's not egotistical. Just a little hint to guys out there. Women like a confident man. They don't like a pretender. But they do like somebody that is confident. Okay? This idea of you going to whine your way into a new relationship, good luck. But we ought to have confidence in who we are. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. You hear me? It's not anything, it's the right thing to do. You can't love people to the extent that we need to if we don't get this down. Got to quit, though. Would you say these four things with me? And they're a scripture, and then we're quitting. Here we go. Say that top part with me. I have been bought with a very high price. That's who I am. Look, you're bought with a price, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son. I've been saved. Listen, I'm to glorify God in my what? In my body and in my spirit, which are God. So I've been bought with a very high price. I guess I matter, don't I? Yes or no? Amen. Let's look at another one. Say that out loud. I am what? I have been what? I've been crucified with Christ. Me? Yes. He was probably going, fool, look up here. You don't even know you're mad. What's wrong with you, preacher man? Listen, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I what? But wait a minute. Yet not who? Not just me. But now Christ lives in me. And the life I'm now living in this flesh, I live by the what? Faith of the Son of God who did what? Who did what? And gave him, if he loved me, then why can't I love me? Say. He loved me. So why shouldn't I like me? Maybe I won't be judging people as much. Maybe I start to realize how much he loves me and how much I matter to him. Maybe it'll get through my thick skull. If I matter to him, then they matter to him too. See how this works? Some of you are lost. You're like, I'm never coming back. Number three, I'm a new what? I'm a new creature. Look at it. Therefore, if any man or woman be in Christ, he or she's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become what? I'm not who I was. No, Christ lives in me. He's not just helping me. He's on the inside of me. You hear me? I matter to him. But guess what? I love you saying that, buddy. But guess who else matters? Kim matters to him. When I know I matter, I'll treat Kim better. You believe that or not? See, I'm going to love my neighbor. Who's my closest neighbor? Kim. Yeah, we sleep together, believe it or not. That's the one I should really be loving. But how can I love her when I don't love me? And so when we got married after a lot of hurt and pain 12, 13 years ago, she was broken real bad. I was broken real bad. And we've had to work at this. And sometimes it don't work too good. Because one of us ain't working it good. Amen. I'm not pointing fingers wherever she's at. But anyway, no, just playing. So this is very helpful, right? Last one. Say that out loud. I am an overcomer. And I have what? I'm sorry you've been hurt. I'm sorry you've had bad things happen in your life. But that's not who you are. Not in Christ. Not in Christ. You're loved, you matter, you have value. He's sorry for the stuff too, that bad things maybe that's happened to you. But this is who you are. For whatsoever is born of God, say it with me, overcomes the what? And this is the what? That overcomes the what? Even our what? Amen. So I got to quit. I'm exhausted. I mean, how'd y'all do today, the couple right there? How'd y'all do today? Good. You understood the plain English? I'm thrilled to have you, as well as a lot of people today. Thank you for coming today. Amen. Let's thank the Lord for His Word. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Amen.